My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where the location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is to never eat lunch alone, even if you're not physically in an office. Lunchtime can and should be social time, regardless of the circumstances, and even if you have to get a little bit creative about making it work. You've almost certainly heard the phrase to never eat alone before. Keith Ferrazzi, for instance, used this phrase as the title of his book about relationships and professional success. We all know that networking is vital to our career growth, and we also know that relaxed interactions, like lunch, help build authentic relationships. What's new now is that many people are working remotely for the first time as the world engages in social distancing measures to slow the spread of COVID-19. If you work from home, even in normal times, it can be tempting to embrace your freedom and flexibility and to avoid scheduled commitments. If you're in charge of your own schedule, you may not want to stop for lunch until you're hungry. And there may be some wisdom in that, which we'll discuss in other episodes. Or, to be honest, maybe you're sitting there in sweatpants and don't feel like needing to shower by a certain time. Having lunch with a companion then seems to disrupt your efficiency. And perhaps it does, but that's true if you're in a workplace too. You may have to stop your work when you're in a state of flow to go to a scheduled lunch date. So be it. What's gained in relationships will probably make up for what's lost in efficiency. For those of us who work at home, whether by choice or necessity, more intentionality is required for developing and maintaining relationships. Lunch dates can be a key part of fostering our professional relationships, since we don't cross paths with each other as much as in-office workers do. When social distancing is over, it will be great to do these dates in person. Right now, virtual lunch dates are a great substitute. Here's how this works. Make yourself lunch, and then log on to a video call for conversation with a professional colleague or friend. If you haven't done this before, you may be surprised at how much real connection can happen and how much you'll enjoy it. Yes, it's a little weird to eat on a video call, but you watch people eat when you're in a restaurant too. You'll figure out how to avoid doing anything uncouth. You can schedule these lunch dates or text one of your colleagues last minute to join you, just like you would in person. Lunch dates can happen with people in your house too. If you have a partner or kids who are home right now, you can have lunch with them. Not just grab-and-go sandwiches that everybody eats in front of their own screens, but lunch on a plate, at a table, talking with each other. Enjoy the opportunity to share a meal together in the middle of the day. Someday, this will all be over, and family lunches on a Tuesday will be a lot harder to pull off. So embrace it now. If you commit to never eating lunch alone, even if it means having virtual lunch dates, let me know how it goes. You can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.